Praise the Lord.
The message number 3,
the title of the message, How to Face Trial Through Forgiveness. Let's open our Bible to Luke chapter 23 and let us read from verse 32 to verse 49. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they crucify him, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one. The soldiers also came up and mock him. They offer him wine vinegar and said, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. There was a written notice above him which read, This is the king of the Jews. One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other criminal rebuked him. Don't fear God, he said, since you are under the same sentence. We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong. Then he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth. Today you will be with me in paradise. It was now about the sixth hour, and darkness came over the whole land until the ninth hour, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was turned into two. Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. When he had said this, he breathed his last. The centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, Surely this was a righteous man. And all the people who had gathered to witness this sight saw what took place. They beat their breasts and went away. But all those who knew him, including the woman who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and we praise you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who came from heaven, whom you sent to die for our sin on the cross. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace sacrifice, that you allow that your body will be hung and your blood will be shed for the forgiveness of our sin. Lord, teach us today your words and direct us and be with us, and not the message and not my lips. Put right words and verses, and let your message bring you glory and honor, O God. Let the message bring healing, wholeness, hope, help, salvation, deliverance, understanding, way to live, O God, answers for questions, solutions for people problems. And Lord, we pray, take this message and protect it, and bring it with the power of the Holy Spirit to those who are waiting to hear your word and walk in your ways. Lord, let the message change. change people's life and transform them. Change people's prospect and the way they think wrong. Take it away, Lord, and teach them the right things. All this we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. How we face trial, difficulties, hardship. We cannot avoid that. We cannot avoid trials. We cannot avoid difficulties. We cannot avoid hardship. We cannot avoid persecution. We cannot do bypass, or we cannot do shortcut to avoid these things. Sooner or later, every one of us should pass through trial. As the Lord passed through the cross, he prayed to the Lord to take the cross away. But it was God's will that Jesus will pass through the trial of the cross. Every one of us, every one of you who listen today, time will come that you will face the trials as the trial that Jesus faced through the cross. How the Lord faced that trial, we will study today with this message, and then we can apply in our lives. Jesus said, in this life you will have troubles, but take heart, I have overcome the world. He promised that you will have troubles and difficulties, but he said, as I have overcome, you will be also overcome. We will overcome if we take the ways of the Lord and follow what Jesus did exactly as we do the same. Then there will be a deliverance, there will be a victory, there will be a success, and there will be right action taken by us in doing his work and his will in this life. The trial of Jesus through the cross. He was arrested. Through all the night he was investigated. Synagogue and Jewish councils. He was sent to two kings to decide about him. Herod and Pilate. He was beaten, slapped on his face, spitting on his face. Soldiers mock him, they flog him. They put the crown of thorns on his head. And as we read in verse 32, two other men, both criminals, were also had led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucify him along with the criminals. Along with the criminals. One on his right, the other on his left. He was humiliated also. He was considered and treated as a criminal. That is part of the trial that all of us we may pass. We may be beaten, ill-treated, insulted, considered with those who are criminals, with those who are low class, with those who are downtrodden. We may be considered along with those who are at the border of the society. How we can face all that? How the Lord faced that? His response to the crucifixion and to the nails in his hands and feet, they pierced his hand and feet. The Lord say, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. He released forgiveness toward them. The Lord did not focus on those who hurt him, on his pain and what he had received bad, but he focused unto God and what God want him to do. Forgiveness help him to endure the cross. Forgiveness would help us to endure trials and difficulties. as you forgive those who hurt you, your burden, your heavy burden will be reduced, and you will find yourself able to go forward where God had assigned for you to be. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2, the word of God, it tells us the following. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus, when he was passing through the trial of the cross, with all that pain, he was looking forward to be at the right hand of God the Father. Now here the choice. If he's going to forgive, then he will be moving forward to the place that the Lord had assigned for him to be at the right hand of God the Father. But if he will not forgive, and he will be filled with bitterness, anger, hatred, revenge, retaliation, as some of you may be now trying to think and figure out and do, then he will find himself no way to be where God wants him to be. In every trial you pass through, you will receive hurt. That is the thing that you cannot avoid, from people that near to you, from people that you serve, from people that you have done good, but from those you may feel, you may receive hurt. Now in front of you, two things. Either you look to them sideways and sidetracks, and then you will find yourself end up with a blind end. There's no hope for you, because you want to revenge, you want to answer back, you want to fight back, you want to text back, you want to email back, or you want to fight back. That will not bring you good things. But as you look forward, as Jesus looked forward to the right hand of God the Father, forward to the plan of God, so forward where God had called you heavenward, then you can see the way, and you can see also what God had prepared and had provided for you from good plan to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and future. Amen. As we forgive, we will be able to see clearly forward what the Lord had prepared for us from good things. The plan of God for each and everyone is a wonderful plan. But when trials will come, you will be sidetracked with people or circumstances and situation, and you will be tempted to fight, to waste your effort and energy in battles not belong to you but belong to God, to regain what they have taken from you, and then you lose the way and you lose hope, and you don't know which direction that you have to pass and walk to reach your destiny heavenward, to the place that Jesus had to prepare for each and every one of us. So when we forgive, then we can progress and move to the place that the Lord had assigned for us to be. Philippians chapter 2, and we will read verse 8 to verse 11, the attitude of Jesus. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. As we have read here and in Luke, how Jesus behaved with his enemies, how he became servant, how he forgave, then the Lord lifted him up. He exalted him. He was progressing toward heaven. Every time you forgive, there is progress, a revival in your life. There is a new things God is doing in your life. People whom I notice who live in unforgiveness, bitterness, try to revenge, try to take their lives by fist and fighting, they will lose more. They will be always in stagnation. They will be always in regress, because God is not with the attitude of unforgiveness. They took the cloth of Jesus. That is his cloth. It is not important for them, but that is his cloth. But Jesus forgave them. People may take things belong to you. They may take your money, your land, your job, your house, your opportunity, your car, your appointment, your position. They may take all that. We are called to forgive people what have taken from us by force. We need to forgive, even if they will not come and say sorry. We need to forgive those people. And when we forgive, what we are saying, these things that they have taken from us, although it is important, but as long as God is present in our life, we still can manage, because the Lord is going to give us more beautiful things. As we forgive, we are looking forward that the Lord will replace us back, and he will give us more what the people have taken from us. That is why we need to forgive. Because as we forgive what was taken from us, the Lord will give us back and more and more. And we will find ourselves with less burden, with less pain, with more comfort, and progressing forward, moving to the next stage and place that God wants us to be. Let's go back to Luke chapter 23. We understand from the message of the Lord that as we forgive, our mission in life will become lighter and easier. Our ministry will become more effective, more fruitful, more miracles, more achievement, more progress, more new things God is going to do in our life as we take the attitude of forgiveness. Luke 23 verse 35. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, he saves others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one. A large number of people, they were watching the scene. Maybe all the city they went. Oh, the people laughing, sneering, joking on him. And that's what he say. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. The people who hurt you, they may not know what they are doing. But you need to know what you are going to do. The people who crucified Jesus, who hand him over to be crucified, who still now, till this moment, they are insulting him. But Jesus, the question here,
Did he answer anyone back? Did he notice them? Yes, he noticed them. Did he hear them? Yes, he heard them. But did he answer anyone of them? No, he did not answer. Why? Because there is no use. There is no use to waste his time and effort. He need to do something else while he is enduring this time of trial and this time that he is on the cross. Still there is much things need to be done. And if you would focus on those people, if you are going to focus on negative things and those people who speak against you, who laugh on you, who joke on you, or those who tease you, nothing will happen. You will just harm yourself. You will just hurt yourself. You will just regressing, you are not progressing. What you need to do? Let us look to Jesus. Let us fix our eyes unto Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Let us see what the Lord did. Many people, they were under the cross. But let us see, let us read with whom the Lord spoke. Let us open our Bible to John chapter 19. And let us read from verse 25 to verse 27. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother, his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, "Dear woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Whom he noticed? Jesus. He noticed his mother. His mother was not yet in deep faith with him. She was always afraid that he will be persecuted and he will be harmed by the Jewish leader. So she was trying to protect him and take him away from the ministry. Now when she faced the reality and she faced her son crucified on the cross, and that's what the word of God, that the sword will pierce your soul. She faces it now, and she knows that she cannot do anything more to protect her son from this trial. Now, as she is under the cross watching Jesus, the Lord spoke to her. Now the time for her to listen. He need to delegate his mother to somebody to care for her. Jesus has a brother and sister. It is not that she need to be cared physically, but she need to be cared spiritually. Somebody who should direct her to the full truth. And what he saw? He saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby. God had put them all together. Now, Jesus, he need to put them together to delegate his mother to his disciple and his disciple to care for his mother spiritually. And that's truly in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 14 we can read that Mary and his sister brother, they were included with the 120 disciples that they were waiting for the descending of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus saw his mother there under the cross, it clicked in his mind. Oh, now that is the time I'm going to speak and it will be effective. He spoke to his mother and spoke to his disciples because that was the right time for them to listen. Dear woman, he spoke to his mother, "He is your son," about the beloved disciple. And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Among many people, they were under the cross. Jesus spoke only to those who are willing to listen and obey. When you have the attitude of forgiveness, God will open your eyes to see opportunity in the way God sees it. But if you sell drugs, what the people say and what the people make story, what the people opinion, then you are still blind and you will not be able to see the opportunities that God is putting ahead of you to bless you. Let's go back to Luke chapter 23 and let us read verse 36 and 37. The soldier also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourselves." Here also the soldier, they mocked him. They laughed on him. They brought him wine vinegar and they told him, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself and come down from the cross." They were laughing on him. But let us read what the writer of the Gospel of John wrote about this occasion. Let us read John chapter 19, verse 28 to verse 30. "Later, knowing that all was now completed, and so that the scriptures would be fulfilled, Jesus said, 'I am thirsty.' And a jar of wine, vinegar, was there. So they soaked a sponge in it, put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant, and lifted it to Jesus' lips. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, 'It is finished.' With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." Now, in Luke chapter 23, we find that the soldiers, they were laughing on him. They offered him wine vinegar, and they were laughing on him. But in John 19, Jesus said, "I'm thirsty." Even they are loving on him. But for me to fulfill the scripture, it does not matter. I would ask, "I am thirsty," and let them love on me. Let them mock me. As long as I am getting the opportunity to fulfill the scriptures. Because in Psalm chapter 69, verse 21 is written, "They put gall on my food and gave me vinegar for my thirst." That is a prophecy about Jesus written by David. David, the soldier, they were Jesus, the soldier, they were loving on him. But for him, that's not my problem. As long as I am going to fulfill the scripture, as long as this is an opportunity for me to fulfill the scripture, then I will take it and drink it. And when he said this, when he had received a drink, Jesus said, "It is finished. I have done everything according to the will of God, according to the plan of God." Jesus has the attitude of forgiveness, even to the soldier who took his clothes, who crucified him, who nailed him, who still hurt him with their jokes and mocking. Still, the Lord is not focusing on them. He is focusing on the Word of God, and how he can see through this trial an opportunity for me to fulfill the scripture. When we are able to forgive, God will open our eyes, how we can see the Word of God, and from the Word of God, that the open mind of us by God would be helped to see opportunity to fulfill the scriptures. It is not my problem with the people upon me, but my joy is to see opportunity, how I can obey the Word of God and fulfill it. With Jesus, there were two thieves crucified. One of them, he was laughing on the Lord. He had this hat on him. He mocked him. But the question, did the Lord answer him back? No. As if he did not hear him. He heard him fully, but there is no use to answer back. The other criminal rebuked him. And after he rebuked him, he said to Jesus, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Jesus answered him, I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise. The ears of Jesus was attentive to what the thief said. He did not answer the first one who insulted him because there is no use. But he was willing and he was ready when that thief was speaking to him and he received him into his kingdom. The same for us. If we have the attitude to forgive, we will not have our attention on those who hurt us or those who speak bad or negatively against us. But our ears will be attentive to the call of God, to the call of people for help. Those who are willing to follow God, we will be able to hear them. We will be able to see them. We will be able to receive them with Christ into His kingdom. The attitude of forgiveness, it opens our ears to hear the voice of God who say, follow me. Paul, when he was not sure where God called him, the Lord show him a vision, and in the vision he hear a man voice saying, come over here to help us. And then they conclude that God had called them to Macedonia. When we have the attitude of forgiveness, we can hear very clearly the voice of God and the mission field and the direction that the Lord would take us toward. I just want to read this verse from Acts chapter 16 verse 9. Acts 16 verse 9. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging them, come over to Macedonia and help us. Verse 10, after Paul has seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So you get here the opportunities to reach a new area. Now here today, from this message, as you are willing to forgive, then your mind will be directed where God wants you to be. Let us move forward with the message, with the attitude of forgiveness in our heart. Let us read Mark chapter 15. Mark chapter 15, verse 33 and verse 34. At the 6th hour, darkness came over the whole land until the 9th hour. And at the 9th hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? Now the Lord was left by God. God the Father had led God the Son on the cross. Jesus is 100% God, and He is 100% also a man. He was suffering like as any man suffering. He was totally left by God for pain and for suffering. But the question, did the Lord really left him alone? He was alone to have the suffering. But God has given him His word. Jesus has the word of God. Jesus is the living word of God. Jesus knew what He need to do during that trial and that sin of the cross. He has the word of God. He has the direction. He has the word of God that speaks about forgiveness. he have the word of God to be a responsible person toward the mother and toward that disciple. He delegate to them the thing that they need to do. He was responsible to fulfill the scripture. The Lord on the cross, he was sensitive to the calling of God to save souls and sinners, to those who were willing to be saved. So, here we find, even when we pray during trials and God will not answer us or relieve us, still we have the word of God that directs us and the Holy Spirit who will lead us how to behave and to do during trial. Some people during a trial, they get angry with God. They get upset with God. Why God is not answering? God is answering you. Even if He is silent, God has given you His word and His promises. You need to apply these promises during your trials and you will find yourself relieved from pain and out from the cross to the place that God called you to be in a very successful way and manner. Let us emphasize more on this verse. When the Lord say, Father, why you have forsaken me? Sometime God allows trial to pass into our life. But that does not mean we should not do our responsibility. We should not fulfill our responsibilities. Some people they say, oh, I have a problem, I have this and that. But that is not a reason to excuse yourself from the responsibility and your commitment toward God. Even in Christ, He passed through trials. But as we have read and explained, He fulfilled all His commitment toward God, toward His word, toward the people who are willing to follow God. The same for you. The same for me. The same for the church. Trials are not a reason for us, are not the reason for you to escape God's responsibility. God call us to serve Him and do our part, even if He is silent and not doing anything toward us. Because He has already done. He has already sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ to die for our sin. He already had given us His word and His promises, the gift of prayer, the gift of forgiveness, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and all these things. It can help us to go forward doing the will of God. Forgiveness, relieve us. Take us out successfully, victoriously, miraculously, toward our destiny and in the way that God wants us to be. Many people, they were watching the scene of the crucifixion. Many people, they were under the cross of Jesus. There was notice above Him which read, "This is the King of the Jews." And that is He. Those who look at Him as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Lord received Him into His kingdom. The Lord did His part on the cross. In verse 46 from Luke 23, the Word of God says, Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When He had said this, He breathed His last. Now, when Jesus died, all those people who are under the cross, they got saved? No. But He did His part toward them. Then who will continue to do the rest? God, He will continue to do the rest. But Jesus, what He said, "Father, into your hand I commit my spirit. I did my part. Now, Lord, I surrender my life. You do the rest, Lord, for me. You do the rest, Lord, for your glory." Sometimes we want to be like God. With that, it cannot be. What we can do, we do. The things that we cannot achieve,
We cannot change people. We cannot change the trial. We cannot change circumstances. But we can do our part faithfully. That's what we are called to do. The rest, that's not in our hand. God is the responsible person to do it. And that is the truth. That is when we have attitude of forgiveness. We can see clearly. We can define our responsibility, can be defined in a very clear way. We don't need to be overburdened with many responsibilities and many battles not belong to us. Many responsibilities and battles belongs to the Lord. Sometimes you are busy with these things, but your real responsibility, your real duty you are not doing. You are responsible to go into your duty on time, to do your work faithfully, to tithe your income, to pray daily, to read the Bible, to care for your family and your responsibility, to be good in your church, in your congregation, to do the responsibility and the ministry faithfully. But sometimes you are not doing that. You are doing unnecessary things that God has not called you to do. These are the things that are God's responsibilities, not yours. Your responsibility you need to do. Other things, that is not your job. God will do it according to His will and according to His perfect time. Verse 47 from Luke 23. After the death of Jesus, the centurion, seeing what had happened, praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." Now here the centurion. The centurion is the leader of the team of the crucifixion of the soldiers. What he did here, he praised God and said, "Surely this was a righteous man." Who changed him? God changed him. But what he saw, because here say, the centurion seeing what had happened. What had happened? What he saw? What the miracle that the centurion saw? Did Jesus did any miracle? Did he heal anyone? Did he raise anyone from the dead? No, he himself died. What he saw the centurion? He saw the good attitude, the good character, the forgiving attitude of Jesus touch his life and his heart and mind. I don't know if he had heard the people insulting him, but Jesus did not answer them. Sure, he noticed how he and the soldiers, they mock him at the beginning, but Jesus would not answer them back. Sure, he have heard Jesus forgiving them for what they are doing wrong to him. These all things, when you do, the non-believers, your enemy, will notice on you. And that will be a base that God will work in their life to change them and to transform them. The attitude of forgiveness and the action of forgiveness is a very powerful and effective tool for evangelism, to change people's life, to bring God's kingdom in the midst of the wicked and the wickedness. God will invade them as they will be amazed with the forgiving attitude that you will express and live your life toward God in this attitude. Forgiveness, it helps you to avoid reaction and harmful things and harmful consequences upon your life, but lead you to the right action and right decision to do God's will and to fulfill God's plan in your life and to be blessed fully as God is there in such attitude and character. As you hear the message, I believe that many who hear it, they need to exercise forgiveness. From that prospect, as we discuss in the message, hear the message again. If you want to emphasize more points, hear the message again and pray. Kneel down now and tell Him, "Lord,
Thank you for your word to me. O God, I forgive those people who hurt me. Lord, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing, O God. But Lord, today I know what I need to do, O God. I have learned from you good things. And I will fix my eyes and my ears and my mind to the things that you had fixed your eyes and mind and ears on, O God. Change me and transform me, O Lord. I am your servant. I want to live my life unto you, O God. Help me, Lord, to go on and serve you wholeheartedly, O God. Lord, I pray for each and everyone, every brother and sister who humble himself, O God, and pray this prayer from his heart and take a right action and decision to forgive. O God, bless him and fill him with the Holy Spirit, make him progress and take him, O God, to the next stage, to the next position that you ask him and you want him to be, to the next appointment and the place that you have to prepare for him. O God, take the message with the power of the Holy Spirit and spread it, O God. Spread it to your people who need healing and wholeness and deliverance and forgiveness and direction in their life. We thank you and we praise you. O Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.